Okay, we start the new sugya today. Start the sugya of Yisuri Agav. I'm a Chizkiya. We've been learning all year that Chametz on Pesach is Asa Bahana. Now the Gemara gets down to tracing the Makar that Chametz on Pesach is Asa Bahana. So we're going to have Machlokes Chizkiya and Reb Avo on what the Makar is. The stipler right away, it's a kasha. The Torah says that you have to burn chametz. If you have to burn chametz, obviously it's not about no. The Torah says tashbisa. The Torah says burn it rather than use it. The Torah says destroy it. Obviously it's not about no. Maybe you think you could have a no.
Yeah, from the heat maybe, or from the fire if you're burning it away. If you get rid of it by selling it to a guy who's on paper, you wouldn't know you don't have enough from.
So the pastor comes to tell you.
You can't sell, you have to not do something which is not.
Even while you're burning it.
Or you can't have enough from it in that way, you can't sell it to a guy.
If this problem with the Tirutim, which you're going to want to say, the disciple says two things. He says, first of all, Kaliya Kerem is also Bahanoah. Klayim in a vineyard. He says, Kaliya Kerem is also Bahanoah. The Gemara in Kedushin says, we learn out of the Pasuk, says by Klayim Tukdosh, which we dash into mean Tukadesh, that you have to burn Klayim. So the Gemara says that since the Torah says you have to burn Klayim, must be that it's also Bahanah. We have a source, we have a Makar, that anytime you have to burn something, we understand that to mean Yisuri Anah without a special Pasuk. So if so, just like what we say by Kalei Akeren, that the Torah said you have to burn it, must be it's also Bahanah. Some say the same thing here. The Torah said you have to burn it, must be it's also Bahanah. On Pesach, he also must have to burn itself. We say, assuming that Tashbisu is all young, is all of Pesach, nothing else. The whole Tashbisu is only Erev Pesach, you'd be right. But according to Moshe Shalim, the Tashbisu is all Pesach. So then, the Kashas will stand. Here's the same kasha. You can't have the same kasha with Yassi Machina. A second Makar the disciple brings is Taisus on Chof Beis Amir Aleph, Taisus Oisai. The end of Taisus says that how do you know Kachim that became Puffle, whatever reason. Kachim could become Puffle for many reasons. Nisar, Pigle, Tuma. How do you know Kachim that become Puffle are also Bahana? Because it says by Eishti Sarei. So anything that is a dinner by Eishti Sarei is also Bahana. So that's the second Makar. That anytime you have something which is also Bahana, anytime you have something which you have to burn, we understand the chiyuv to burn to imply that you can't have enough from it. Now, if we understand it that way, by Kalei Akerem and by Kachim Shenifsalu. So then we should understand the same thing by Chametz. That Tashbisu should be, should imply that you can't have enough. So here you can get out of this kasha by thinking up a hechatimsa, because then it will be sure it won't say the same thing in the other place. So Stakla says two terutzim. This is at the end of Simin Yud Gimel, first Simin Yud Gimel, the Stakla. The first terutz is that if you would just say from Tashbisu, Tashbisu is only a chiyah for a Jew to burn his own chametz. A Jew does not have an obligation to burn a guy's chametz. He only has an obligation to burn his own chametz. So if I would learn Yisuri Hanoah from Tashbisu, I would say that Tashbisu is a chiyah on a Jew's chametz. So a Jew's chametz is also b'hanoah.
His owner or
you? What? Maybe even another yid, but certainly not a guy. I would have thought that you can have a nar from a guy's chametz. So for that, I need a special pasuk to tell you that is the isur hanar. Even you're not even allowed to have a nar from a guy's chametz. That's the disciple's first heaven. Does that make sense? But just now, when I'm saying it over, I have a problem with the teretz. Teretz b'chayim makes a lot of sense, right? From Tashbisu, I would say a Jew's chametz is aser b'hanar. And once it says, so I need to dispense Chizki and Rabbah Vos Pesukim to tell you that a guy's chametz is also aser
b'hanar.
What? Why would think? Because I would think I only learned from Tashbisu that it's aser b'hanar. Tashbisu is talking about the Jew's chametz. Tashbisu chametz is libotechem. So I would have thought the same thing.
Well, we are
ready.
If you have a guy, you can't do anything with it.
I mean, that's because of a reboy. For him, it's totally the guy. I don't know if it's Mutabana. Come on, come on. So just now, as I'm saying it over, the Chayrin is a problem with the cyclist terrorists. Because what about by Kalei Akerem? You have a mitzvah to burn Kalei Akerem. Do you have a mitzvah to burn a guy's client? I'm not. Right? By Kalei Akerem, you have a mitzvah to burn your own client. There's no chiyuv for you to burn a guy's client. And yet the Gemara learns that Yisurei Hanah from the pasuk of Tukadesh, which we actually mean Tukadesh. So how could the stack of Teretz should be a problem by Kalei Akerem? What? A guy's klayim is also banor for a Jew. Maybe a guy's klayim, while it's growing, can have a nar. Once it's finished growing, it's not necessarily a teretz. The teretz is that by klayim and achinami, a guy's klayim, a Jew's not allowed to participate in a guy's klayim. But once the klayim is cut off, maybe it's mutter banor, then it's good. If a guy's klayim is mutter banor, so then the disciple, then it's fine. So by klayim, the answer will be that it's by klayim, it's not only a Jew's klayim that's also banor. And it's only a Jew's klayim that you have to burn, so it makes sense. She'en came by chametz, the din of burning it is only on a Jew's klayim. The din of Yisrael HaNoah is even on a guy's klayim, but that's why we need a separate process. So that's not terrorist is good. That's the time I had it. What? Klayim, if a guy plants klayim and he plants wheat in his vineyard and he cuts off the wheat, he wants to sell me the wheat. So nachinami, it's mutter. Guy's klayim is mutter. You see grapefruits, even if they were planted, if there was an issue of grafting.
That's when someone hatched
them? Eggshells? Yes, that's to help it grow. Right, so I'll compare him, that's the Cyprus first terrace. The Cyprus first terrace is that from Tashbisu, I would talk and know that a person by now is a Jew's chametz. I need this pasuk to tell you, even a guy's chametz.
Yeah, I was
going into the
time, I was
going to check it out. Shai Sri Anad is not to destroy it. There's no problem.
So, like,
by the Klayim and by Psulei Hegdish. Psulei Hegdish. Okay. The Stakla is a second teretz, which is similar to, I think, it's in our Sameach we spoke out earlier in the year. The second teretz is that Tashbisu is a geder for Bal Yirah and Bal Yimaseh. The pasuk of Tashbisu, of the chiyuv to destroy chametz, is the Torah made a siyag for the din of ba'ira ba'imati, which you now let our own chametz. So in the main way, you can't learn out that it's asa b'hanah. Because the din of burning by chametz, you have to destroy it, you have to burn it or destroy it in order to make sure you don't own it. Because there's a nisa to own it. But it might still be that there's no iser hanah. Of course, you can't own it, so you're stuck. How are you going to have hanah from it if you can't own it? But it doesn't prove there's an iser hanah. It's not similar to Kali Yakar. Why?
Why else can't you own it?
Why? Well, there's a pasuk of Rabbi Yimatzeh, even if you want to own it and not have hanah, you're still not allowed to own it. But if you want to hold it for you have to pay it. You're still not allowed to own chametz. Right?
That's not hanah, you want it after Pesach?
If you want it, well, you're not going to be over in the rest of hanah if you use it after Pesach.
You might exhaust
that. So that's the question. It's the fact that you feel good having it for later, is that some examples in the beginning of the year talked about. But the point is that by Kali Akarem you have to destroy it. Why do you have to burn it? There's no din Valura on Klayim, you're allowed to own Klayim. So why did the Torah say burn it? Must be that it's also Banah. Otherwise no one would have told you to burn it. Right? So there it's a yog for the Isser Hanar by Klayim. But Chametz is unique. Chametz is the only thing that your mamish is not allowed to own. Is this a Bayra Bayimata? So when the Torah says Tashbisu, that's a siyag on ownership. It's not something from which we could learn out Isser Hanah. We set aside for this tutorial. Right, so back to the Gemara. So why does the Gemara answer? So we have a machlekes Chizkiya and Rav Aval. Chizkiya says, Shenemar lo ye yachel chametz, lo ye hei bai heter achila. Well, what do those words mean? Lo ye hei bai heter achila. So Rashi says, the nekudas on this word is not lo yechol, but it's lo yeochel. It means something or other. That it means you're not at a cause. You're not at a cause a benefit of achilah. So listen to how Rashi touches it. Lo yeochel means you can't take chametz and make the chametz cause you to have more food. If you're going to take chametz and have hanah from it, you can use it as firewood. So you're going to save money on firewood. So then, you're going to end up saving money, or have more money in your pocket, you'll be able to buy more food. So you hear Harashi Taishik, Lo Ye Yochel, Chisti is saying, is having hanah from chametz will end up causing you to have more money. And if you have more money, you'll be able to buy more food. And the main word comes out that the chametz is causing eating. Causing food. That's right. You can buy other things too. So vice versa, that the pshat is it can give you a potential to have money for food. If it gives you the potential, it's already an issue. That's the way Rashi touches you. I think it's the only way to read Rashi. Right? The Rashi, lo ye yachel, lo ye beheter hamehi lidei shum achilah. The stammer knows that he went by shalei kach bedamim to bar meichel.
As I'm not going to work.
Because it doesn't say lo yeichel, you shouldn't eat it. It says lo yeyachel, shouldn't cause eating. Chametz is not allowed to cause eating, so this might cause eating.
How often
would
this
not be touched? It's not like Rashi. Nothing. I'm not saying Rashi is wrong. I'm just saying it's a chiddush. Right. Now Yaakov is about to ask, what happens if you have a rich person and he's got plenty of money? He's going to eat as much as he wants anyway, like most people. Most people have enough money, whatever they want to eat, they eat. It's not going to cause them. But the answer is, still, this gives you more potential to eat. The fact that you have more money in your pocket gives you more potential. Right? Now, here's the potential. Vayayachel means you can't give yourself a potential to have more food, which means having an hanah that has a value.
We have a sign that the person has an hanah of feeding the dog. And also, the Gemara on the Dalit is not for that feeding the dog, it's a hanah.
Well, a person has to have a certain amount of pleasure in his life. So some people, in order to have pleasure, they spend money to go places to have pleasure. And he got this pleasure by feeding
animals.
Don't worry, that could bring you to money.
It's take the money and bring it to eat.
And well, that money you could spend on food.
So how will feeding your dog bring you the money and bring it to eat?
Well, if feeding a dog is a pleasure, and a person wants a certain amount of pleasure in his life, so this will replace some other pleasure.
How's that?
You'll save money that you would have spent on the other pleasure. And then you'll be able to eat. This is how, I don't think it's two ways to live. What? It's only... Everyone could have unlimited pleasure, yeah, but it's a certain amount of pleasure that most people have a certain amount of pleasure. And that amount of pleasure is the... So this is Chizkiyah. Tama the customer of Leah Hamid. Alex of Leah Yachel. Tamanina is Rechila Mashme is Ranolai Mash. Okay, that's this. Let me tell you a bit of a Hagdama to the whole Sukhya. Sukhya Bisuri Hanah. We all know that for Yisuri Achila, what's the shear that a person gets Malkis? Yisuri Achila? Yisuri Achila is a. Is a question, not a trick question. That's a kazayis, right? All Yisuri Achila and the Tzairah, unless there's a specific exception, all Yisuri Achila are, you know, get Malkus for the share of a kazayis. Is the truth of Rebbe Kiva Eger, Simen Kuf Tzadik, in the Chuvah, and he declares, what's the shear for Yisuri Hanah? The Yisuri Hanah, what's the shear, the amount of, let's say, Kaliya Kerem or Chametz, or what's the amount that you have to have Hanah from in order to be, in order to get Malkus? Yisuri Hanah. What? How do you measure it? Is it also a share of a kazayas? If you're not allowed to have enough on chametz, that's the size of a kazayas. Is it measured with kazayas too? Or maybe it's measured with shava pruta. That chametz, the size, that of course a pruta, the value of a pruta, that's the shear of Yisuri Hanah. That's the suffix that Rebbe Kiva Eger has.
Why not say
kazayas?
Why
did you say logically? What does logic tell you?
Is there a kilo?
Maybe she the amount of money that you can buy a kazayas from. Look at that. That's what I would think. Well, what the Kiva Eger says is that the shear is a shava pruta. That the shear is a shava pruta. And he brings a raya from a Gemara in Bava Kama that's an Aleph on the Aleph. Gemara in Bava Kama is talking about a shar haniskal, which is one of these Yisuri Hanah. It says, Lo yeyachel es besarai. So the Gemara says that pasuk is coming to teach you Yisuri Hanah. Lo yeyachel es besarai, that it says the shar haniskal, if you could steal it, you should need it. That pasuk, you would know achila from somewhere else. And that pasuk comes to teach you Yisuri Hanah. So the Gemara asks, if so, why does it say Lo yeyachel? Why does the Torah say Loyah? Why does the Torah say Lo Yitani? You shouldn't have Hanah. I say Lo Yayachel. It should say Lo Yitani or Lo Yahani. It should say don't have Hanah. That's the Gemara's cash. So the Gemara is saying that by Yisuri Hanah, it doesn't have to say Lo Yayachel. It could say Lo Yahani, it would be just as good. So the Kidega says 1 minute. Maybe the reason the Torah says Lo Yayachel by Yisuri Hanah is to teach you that the Isser Hanah has the same shear as the Isser Achila. Maybe the reason the Torah uses a Lashon Achila for Isser Hanah is to tell you this idea, that just like Isser Achila Arkazai, the same thing Isser Hanah Arkazai. So why does the Gemara ask, the Gemara in Bava Kama ask, let it say La Yahani? Maybe it says La Yahachal to tell you the shear is a Kazai. Now the Gemara Bava Kama does not say this parent. The Gemara Bava Kama says it doesn't have to say La Yahachal, it's say La Yahani. If so, Vice Dice, the shear is not a Kazai. Vice Dice, the shear is a Pruta. Because if the shear would be a kazayis, the Gemara Kasha didn't start. Why does it say La Yeyachal? It has to say Lashbachi to teach you the shear of kazayis. Elomai, such Rebbe Kivega. The ikar is that the shear is a proof. That's the Rebbe Kivega paskin, that the shear is a shear of a proof. That's the whole tshuva. It's a short tshuva. It's actually one more paragraph, but that's pretty much the whole tshuva. So the Kivega paskin is the shear is a proof. I remember the farm on Pesach with a situation where a baby needed medicine that had chametz on Pesach. And it was a situation where it was mutter to take the chametz. It was not a medicine that you eat, it was a medicine that you smear. And the baby had a heter to use a chametz stick of medicine on Pesach. Now, we have a rule that if you have a chayla, let's say on Yom Kippur, who has to eat. So, if it's possible, you feed the chayla on Yom Kippur, pachas the kashir. You don't give the chayla the whole meal in one shot. You tell him half a shear, a kazayis, or whatever the shear is on Yom Kippur, another half a shear, 9 minutes apart. Right? You try to spread it apart. The Rambam said the same thing should apply on chametz to Pesach. If you have a chaylo as a heter, let's say to eat chametz on Pesach, so you would give him half a kazayis, wait 9 minutes, and give him another half a kazayis, wait 9 minutes, and give him another half a kazayis. You would spread it apart. So he was specific what to do in the case of Isser Hanah on Pesach. Here, the baby needed this whatever ointment it was on Pesach, and it was chametz. So you want to smear on pachas mekashir. So he was mesutik whether to be chayshish for Rebbe Kivega. If you hold the shear of Yisrael Noah the kazayis, so a kazayis of ointment is a lot of ointment. It's not really a big problem, right? A kazayis is like 3 ounces of ointment. You don't use that much in one shot. So it's always pachas mekashir. Won't be a problem. But if you hold, you have to use half a pruta at a time. I don't know how much the medicine costs, but you know, medication could cost $10 for a small tube. Mm. You have to figure out, pachas, you have to use a tiny amount at a time in order to use it. It comes out, and how long do you wait? You know, do you wait the same 9 minutes or could they have to, or do you wait until the hamar's finished? I'm mentioning this because this tremendous nafkamina comes out from Rebbe Kivega. If you'll say the shear is a kazayis, so the pachas of a shear is a kazayis. It's a big deal. You say the shear is a pruta, then there's a problem in calculating the pruta. Actually, you have to calculate the pruta value of the chametz in the medicine, which is a bit complicated. So, okay, I don't know if it's a sikha either. It's not for the sikha, but it's for the meditation that's being applied. Yeah. Sikha is the pleasure of being shmir. There's no pleasure here in being shmir, there's the pleasure of the medicinal value of it. So this is the question. Lamait, Rabbi Kivega passed this. Many achrayim are matmiya. Usually in yeshiva world, this is the kivega is considered a fellow. Many achrayim, including Devin Ozel, argue with the kivega, and they hold that the shear of hanah is also a kazayas. And their matmiya, they ask, why should Hanoah be totally imprudent? What does Hanoah have to do with imprudent? Why should pleasure have to do with a pruta? You have to measure the amount of pleasure you're getting. What is shava pruta? It's a din mamin. It's a din and dine mamin. So, Rav Nagel is in Hilchos Chametz, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. And he asks, why should Yisurei Hanoah be calling in a pruta? What does that do with a pruta? Just like eating is a certain measure of the amount of pleasure you have from eating. The same thing by Hanoah is a certain measure of Hanoah. So what's the difference if it costs a pruta or costs two prutas or costs ten prutas? The question is, how much Hanoah do you get from it? That's his first question.
Yeah. I remember once that somebody
that's true. To talk it through, I have to point out, when I say Chatzishir is also min atayr. He said that time because it's Roy with Baruvna. Chatzishir is still an Issa Daraisa, but it's a more kumadik Issa Daraisa because it doesn't get an oinish. Even on Yom Kippur, Chatzishir is also min atayr. The reason we give a chayla a little bit at a time is because that little bit at a time is still more kumadik than the whole share at one time. But it's talking to the rasa because, like you say, it's chazir with tarufe. Okay. The question is only once you have a heter, how do you do it? Alright, so anyway, the Eben Arzal asks, he has three kashas on Rebbe Kiva. The first kasha, which is not only his, a few achrayim ask, is that why does Shava Pruta have anything to do with Hanoah? Well, why Pruta? Second question, he asks. So maybe you can ask that question. But why Pruta? That's the question. Devin also means to say, once you're going to say it's not a Pruta, you're going to have to say it's a Kazayin. We have no other place to shop. Pruta has a certain amount of substantial, and then 10 prutas also has a certain amount of. Okay, what did you say? The second kasha he asks is that there's a Mishnah that says, Chavesh Prutas Hay. The Mishnah says there are five places in the Torah where there's a halacha of Shava Pruta. And the lists, like Hedish, Mi'ilas of Shava Pruta, with five areas. You know, give condition to an Isha, that has to be a Shava Pruta. It lists five Chamisha Prutas Hay. Chamesh Prutas Hay. There are five places in the Torah where Pruta is a significant number. So the Eben Arzal asks, if all Yisurei Hanoah are dinim in a Pruta, it should say Shesh Prutas Hay. It should list that Yisurei Hanoah also depend if they cost a Pruta or if it doesn't cost a Pruta. That's his second kasha. Now these two kashas are asked by many achrayim, and there's a third kasha which we'll get to in a minute. But these are the two kashas which sort of everybody is matzvi on Rebbe Kidega. You have some Rebbe Kidega which is printed in the back, ha'oris. So these two kashas appear universally. They're considered a pelek. Why should it be a pelek? What? It's a kazayas better. So, is a kazayas better? The truth is a good question. Why is a kazayas better? The truth is, I understand Rebbe Kivega. If it was up to my svara, I don't know, everyone considers Rebbe Kivega to be a talent. And, I don't understand why it's kazayas have anything to do with Israel, no?
The kazayas, like, the optimum, not less when you get, like, know the, like, least amount of know, like, that we consider, like,
see, if kazayas would be a measure of how much pleasure you get from eating, maybe you'd be right. Maybe I'd be right. Mm-hmm. The truth is that kazayas is halacha l'shem Sinai. Shiurim is halacha l'shem Sinai. And then an Akum holds that since Shiurin Alachim Shem Sinai, so even though we think of Kezayis as a measure of eating, the Evan Akum says no. And it's a measure for all these surahs. He's surah Echira and he's surah Echira. He's the Evan Akum holds. So that's the thing. So let me explain. The thing that I'm specific about till here, this is Riki Vega, never knows what's cautious. I don't think it's confusing. I think it's called the Machlaikis. And the Machlaikis La Halacha as well. It's very hard to say Akhrat. Just now, when I was going to Riki Vega, it struck me there are two ways you can understand Riki Vega. When he says Shabbat Kruta, the way I understood it, and the way I think Rav Palm understood it, is it means that the chametz you're having anah from costs the pruta in the store. That's what Shabbat Kruta means. It means if you set out to buy this chametz, it would cost you a pruta. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, that's the amount of chametz that's asur anah. Now that's the pshat. So the Evan Oswald is asking very good conscience, or the conscience of it. Maybe Rabbi Kiveka means something else. He doesn't mean how much the thing costs in a store. He means how much would you pay for this pleasure? You're getting a certain amount of pleasure. How much would you pay, well not you, but how much in society, how much is this pleasure worth? What is the shoddiest of this pleasure you're getting? In other words, Shabbat Pruta is not a measure of the amount of chametz. It's a measure of the amount of pleasure that you're getting. Let's say you take, I'll give you an example. Let's say you take a loaf of bread which costs $2. And you use that loaf of bread as firewood. How much pleasure are you getting for the loaf of bread? Are you getting $2 worth of pleasure? No. You're getting what a piece of wood that size would cost. A piece of wood that size could cost a nickel, right? So the bread might cost $2, but if you use it to heat up a fire, you're gaining. Let's say you're gaining a nickel. The amount you would pay for the piece of wood to burn might be less than a pruta even. I don't know how much wood costs, but that piece of wood to burn is worth, let's say, a nickel. So Rebbe Kiva Eger means to say not that the chametz you're having anah from has to be worth a pruta. Rebbe Kiva Eger means you have to be getting a pruta's worth of pleasure. You have to be getting anah, which is a pruta. Now that fits with Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah says lo yayachel. That means you shouldn't get a hanah which saves you money that you could buy chametz with. Right? That's what fits into the Gemara. Laya yachel means don't get pleasure that the pleasure's worth to you. Your savings are a pruta, are something with which you can buy chametz. So that is a din moment, something you can buy chametz with. And Rabbi Kiveka makes a lot of sense. The share of pruta, suddenly it makes a lot of sense. Well, why a share of a pruta? Because there has to be anah, which that pleasure has value to you, that you can go to the store with that amount of value and buy something with it. You can't buy things less than a pruta. So it's got to be a pruta. So a pruta, you can buy something. So a pruta makes sense to be the shear. So that would answer to Evan Oz's first contract of Kiveh. A pruta can buy something. A pruta is a shear question. It might, right? Good question. Think about it. But the sheer pruta at least makes sense. That's what I'm gaining. I'm gaining that the sheer pruta has to make sense. Also, the second kasha of the Evan Ozel falls off. What was the second kasha? The Mishnah says chamesh pruta says. Those five things are things which, if you look at the thing, it's worth a pruta. The item you're looking at is worth a pruta. By Surah Hanah, it's not the same. We're not saying, if you look at that item, it's worth a pruta. If you have one slice of bread, it's worth a pruta. Slice of bread, you factor a pound of loaf of bread is $2, and it's got 20 slices, so it's worth 10 cents. So a slice of bread is worth 10 cents. But if you use a slice of bread as firewood, that's less than a pruta in firewood. Because that amount of fire, like one slice of bread, is not significant. So it would come out that if we understand Rabbi Akiva Eger this way, the second way, that he means you shouldn't get a anah of a pruta. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger means. So then it's very good that it doesn't say it in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is chamesh pruta, he says. There are five things where the item is worth a pruta, that makes a halach. So chamesh pruta, he says, makes sense any case where the item is worth a pruta. Rabbi Akiva Eger is not going on that. Rabbi Akiva Eger is saying that you have to get a pleasure of a pruta. And being that you have to get a pleasure of a pruta, that doesn't fit into the Mishnah of chamesh pruta. So this is a possible answer on Pshat and Rabbi Akiva Eger. We can clarify, we could argue if that's what Rabbi Akiva Eger means. His language in the Tshuva is not, it could be touched both ways. But this would at least answer the two main kashas on Rabbi Akiva Eger. Okay, whether you like this Nekuda or not, Lamais, Rabbi Akiva Eger says a Pruta, and Devin Ozel, not only Devin Ozel, and many others, hold the Shir of the Kedais. Okay, Devin Ozel has a third kasha, which is much harder to answer. Devin Ozel asks a kasha, a third kasha of the Kidei. Let's say someone eats Kali Akerem, but he eats a Chati Shir of Kli. A Chati Shir of Kali Akerem. Half a Kazai. Does he get Malkus? He doesn't get Malkus. He has a Chati Shir. Right, Devin Ozel, Yitaka doesn't get Malkus for eating the Kazayas, but he should still get Malkus because he had Anah from a Shavah Pruta. When a person eats, he's doing two things. He's eating and he's having Anah. So if you hold that eating is a share of a Kazayas and Anah is a share of a Pruta, then anybody who eats a chatzi zayis of food, if that chatzi zayis is worth a pruta, you should get malchus anyway. You should get malchus having anah. So why do we always say shir achila is a kazayis? A chatzi shir is less than a kazayis. That's chatzi shir. It's not chatzi shir. You still get malchus. You should have said it has to be less than a kazayis and less than a pruta to get chai to become chati shir. Elamai, Devin Ozel says, must be that Isser Hanah is also a kazayis, just like Isser Achila. And if Isser Hanah is a chati zayis, just like Isser Achila, so then if you have a chati zayis, it's chati shir, aside for the Isser Achila, aside for the Isser Hanah. Kasha is a chav, it's an interesting kasha. That kasha we're going to leave, I don't have a teretz for it right now. We'll get into another discussion, which maybe we'll answer. It's not necessarily so, because let's say a kazayis of something chashim. Let's say kazayis of shmur matzahs, right? It costs depends on shir kazayis. It could cost 50 cents. A kazayis of shmur matzahs. That means half a kazayis of shmur matzah is worth 25 cents. It has worth a pruta.
That's
not true. You have had a sucking candy? It's a chati zayis. You're willing to pay a nickel for it. It's worth a pruta, and it's a chati zayis. So you see, people do spend money on chati zayis. You're right, certain foods won't be worth, but many foods will be worth.
Okay.
We're going to get to that discussion. We're going to get that's different Rabbi Akiva Eger, we'll see if we can tie it together. It's separate. Okay, so this is Rabbi Akiva Eger, yeah. So let's say someone asks you a shayla on he's a chayla, he's got to eat Yisuei Anor, he's got to eat the Kali Karen, he's got to eat Arla. So you tell him, eat Chatzishir, eat half a Kazayis at a time. But you make a mistake. Why are you telling me Yichai eat the Chati Zayis at a time? If the Chati Zayis is worth a fruit, then he's still going to be Yichai Malkus. It's still a full shear. You should say in Allah, you have to give him the Chati Zayis, plus it has to be a Chati Fruit. What? So you're saying maybe in a chinani, maybe the eagle say in a chinani. Has to be a chassi zayis and a chassi pruta. Maybe that's good parents. The Benoit doesn't prove that it's not so. Okay, let's get to Rav Avol. Upliga de Rav Avol. Now Rav Avol is a run-on sentence. Rav Avol goes all the way down. It's all one. Don't let it confuse you. Until the bottom, you don't know Pshat and Rav Avol. So what does Rav Avol say? Kol nemakim shenemar. It doesn't matter what it says. Not even layayachel. Even layayachel, layayachel, layayachlu. Any Yisra Achila, Echad Yisra Achila, Echad Yisra Nava Mashma, Ah, Shiaforek Lecha HaKosim. Anytime the Torah says don't eat, it means don't have Hanah. Kederach Shiaforek Lecha B'Nevela. In the way that the Torah says by Nevela, the Tanya, Lo Yisrael Lecha Nevela, Lager Hashem B'Sharecha Titnei Nava Achla, I'm Achla Lenachi. Eli Yalu Lager B'Nesino Lenachi B'Mechira. I would own, that pasuk is by Nevela. Then you have Nevela, give it to a ger, and again, ger in this whole sugya means a guy, a ger taisha. Ulanachi be mechira. A ger be mechira. I mean, how do you know you're allowed to sell it to a ger taisha? So, tamalayna le gesha be shurechet it. Nena oi macho. El nesina, ulanachi be nesina. I mean, how do you know you can give it to a guy? Tamalayna sit nena vachla, oi macho le nachi. It's the same. Echad ger, the echad nachi, beba mechira, beba nesina, dibere mea. If you know I'm a Devarim Kiksala, but get me to see that, we're not even the Chira. That you Daka, you have the Sina to a Ger, and Daka, the Chira to a Vai. So, what are we getting into? My Tama to Rabbi Yehuda. Yisak Adai to Kedam Rav Meir, Lichter Brachmano, Agashu B'shem Ha'am, Nidhan Afi Achla, Umachla, Oi, 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 Lamali, what do I need? Oi, Shmami, no, with Devarim Kiksala. Rameya, oi, lahadim nesin ergel, lechira lunachi. We're going to have to talk about this. What does it mean, lahadim nesin ergel, lechira lunachi? I'm going to come back to it. We just want to see Rav Avol. So we'll get to this whole drasha, we'll get back to it. The Gemara fears eyes. Rav Yudah, halay tzara kras. Kibi de gerak, the mitzvah lach yaisei, the nachri. Yeah, the mitzvah lach yaisei, the halay tzara kras, tzara. And this is the whole braisa. And this whole piece was one braisa. And the Gemara explains, Bishlama l'Rav Meir, Zom echid ger v'echa nachi, Bein v'chir bein v'sina, Nibi l'chom v'shin v'vei l'ba'ana, Of course, you're in B'tara, Asura bein v'chila bein v'ana. So the Gemara says, it's good like Rav Meir. All right, we'll leave Rav Yehuda for tomorrow. What's the Gemara saying, Bishlama l'Rav Meir? That, echid ger v'echa nachi, you can do whatever you want. So what do I need the Pasuk? You did some quote, v'shin v'vei l'ba'ana, why do I need this Pasuk? To tell you that you're allowed to have enough of the day. We'll get to tomorrow. But what's Rav Avol saying? Let it remain. He's saying that it's a gilui. Since by Nevela, the pasuk says, "Aheter Hanah." By Stice, any other time the Torah says, "Don't eat something," it means don't eat and don't have Hanah. That's Rav Avol's shita. Anytime the Torah says, "Don't eat something," it means don't eat and don't have enough. That's the first shot in the month. Now, what does that mean? I just explain Rav Avol. If you have to explain Rav Avol, how do you see Yisur Hanah from Loi Yaychal? It says Loi Yaychal Chameis. So, now he doesn't agree with Chizki. He's saying his own drash. So, where in Loi Yaychal, Loi Yaychal Chameis does it say Hanah? Does Rashi say that? Where do you see that from Rashi? Rashi said, "Vayishana ba'achila." So what does that mean? That means. So we can learn. Oh, that's the second way of learning. You're saying the Gemara says, that's the easy way out. The Gemara is always the easy way out. We could say, lo yaychal means don't eat. How do you know Hanah? It's a Gzeiras HaKasim. Because since by Nevela, it says something different, so it's a Gzeiras HaKasim. That's one way to learn. Maybe it's the easier way to learn. Gzeres HaKasuv. Dina is Gzeres HaKasuv. So, Moyayachal means don't eat. That's not Yishuv HaNoah. And there's a separate Gzeres HaKasuv to teach you Yisurei HaNoah. That's one way to learn. There's another way to learn. You could learn that Lo Yayachal or Lo Yisaychal means don't have HaNoah. Eating is an example of hanah. Eating is an example for mashal. The Torah says, like Sevashel Gedi b'chalei bimayim, don't cook a goat in its mother's milk. Goat, dafka goat. Sheep, you're allowed to? No. It says, don't eat basa of the sod that trace, but basa that's trace in the field. No, if it's trace in the house, you're allowed to eat it? No. But he by our pasuk behaver, pasuk talks in the usual manner. So maybe the same thing here. You can learn lo yaychal or lo yisaychal or lo yisaychlu are examples of hanah. They're mishalim. They're examples, and they're a way of saying don't have hanah. And eating is a type of hanah. Eating is an example of hanah. You're mixing in the previous Rabbi Akiva Eger. Okay. We're going to get back to it. You're right, I have the shy. But the previous Rabbi Akiva Eger we'll put on the shelf for a minute and speak out of the Rabbi Akiva Eger. Yeah. See, that's really tight to cash or come up. It's really what? All right, so you're right. It's going to be totally tight. You're right. Okay, hold on. Go to say. Okay, Rabbi Kiveiga is here on the Gemara. Kiveiga declares a very lumbishah chakira, which is nogeya for all Yisuri Achila in the Torah. Any time the Torah says, don't eat chametz, don't eat chametz, don't eat anything. Don't eat nevela, don't eat chazer, whatever the Torah says, don't eat. We could learn the word don't eat two different ways. You better chak the two ways, or else you're going to... You could understand that don't eat means don't do the maisa which we call eating. There's a certain maisa called achila. Don't do that maisa. Just like the Torah says, for example, on Shabbos, don't do malacha. The Torah says there's a certain act, a certain pu'ula, a certain maisa that's offered. So don't eat is also, it's the act of eating which the Torah is asking. A maisa achila. Sounds simple, no? It's only the one. It's a maisa that you're not allowed to do. Or you could learn, the Torah says don't eat. The Torah is saying, don't have the pleasure which we call eating. Eating is a full of pleasure. And the Torah is saying, don't have this pleasure which we call eating, this type of hanah a person should not have. According to this, it's not the pleasure, it's not the act of eating that's the aver. It's the having the hanah of eating which is the aver. So these are two ways to learn when the Torah says don't eat. The Torah means don't do a maisa achila, don't do an act of eating, but as the Torah means don't have pleasure from eating. What? Maisa meaning don't take food, put it in your mouth and swallow it. That maisa is on it. What? Let's say, how? That's not eating. That's not achila. Ideally, it doesn't have to be kashi. You don't need it. You never saw a half shon big. Right? It doesn't really. After Allah, it doesn't have to be kashi. Ideally, it doesn't have to be. Not only that, somebody like Elena who has a feeding tube that goes straight into his stomach, he also doesn't have to be kashi. You're never putting in food. Eating is only through the straw. Right? It's only through the straw. Last. Now, if you ask somebody who knows something to know, but. But apia adlocha, that's not achila. It's not like achila. The These are two ways of understanding what the Torah says. The Torah says, don't. Does it mean the nice achila? What does it mean? The hanah of eating. The Mishnah Melech, which the Kiveg brings down, Mishnah Melech says, the Torah means the hanah of eating. That's what the Torah means. It means don't have the hanah of eating. Rabbi Kiveiga understands the other way. Kiveiga argues the Mishnah Melech, and I'll explain to you why. He learns the other Mahalach, that it's the Maisa of Achila, which the Torah has. There's a Gevaldig and Afkamina between them. The Mishnah Melech says that it must be a Tanisha Hanah. Now I know? Because if someone eats Basa B'chalav, which is Asa B'chalav, someone eats Basa B'chalav, how many Malkas does he get for eating Basa B'chalav? Only one set of Malkas. Right? In the Mishnah Melech, why doesn't he get two? When he eats Basa B'chalav, he should get one Malkas for eating, and one Malkas for Hanah. He was over eating Basa B'chalav, and he was over, he had Hanah from Basa B'chalav, didn't he? Did he do both? Why does he get two Malkas? Dr. Mishamach, you know why he doesn't get two Malkas? Because Lo Yaichu means don't have the Hanah of eating. It's all one Aveira. Eating is a form, it's a type of Hanah. Eating, smearing, using the firewood, it's all one Aveira. Lo Yaichu is just an example of Hanah. It's one of many types of Hanah. There are many, many different types of Hanah. But this is only one example of the many types of Hanah. You can't say you should get two Malkas. It's all one Aveira. Don't have Hanah. So if you had Hanah for eating, that's the Aveira of Hanah. But it's all one Aveira. Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to say, no, in Achinani you get two Malkas. You get one for Achila, one for Hanah. You'll get Malkas for both. You do two Aveira. One Aveira is the act of eating. You put something down your throat. And one Aveira is the Hanah. I'll tell you what he said. The Mishnah Melech brings a riot to himself from a Gemara later on in Zayin Amid Beis. Gemara says you can have a person who cooks gir hanasha in milk on Yom Tov and eats it. A person who cooks gir hanasha in milk on Yom Tov and eats it, he gets five Malkas. I'm not trying to figure out a way you can economize. One thing, you can get five. That is why five, so let's make the question. One for lighting a fire on Yom Tov, and one for cooking on Yom Tov. There are two Yom Tov to get there. Giran Nasha is one more, is a third of it. Eating Giran Nasha is another area. Three. Basa B'chalav, how many to get for Basa B'chalav? One for cooking Basa B'chalav. That's an Aveira by itself. He cooked the Gira Nasha with milk. And one for eating Basa B'chalav. So there's an issue of cooking Basa B'chalav and eating Basa B'chalav. So you have five. Two Yom Tov Aveiras, lighting a fire and cooking. One Gira Nasha Aveira, eating. And two Basa B'chalav. Cooking Basa B'chalav is an Aveira and eating Basa B'chalav is an Aveira. You get five. So, what's the question? Cooking Basa B'chalav and eating are separate. When you did that, how you cooked it, and then you next minute you ate it. But he asks, according to Kiveg, it should be six. You should get for cooking Basa B'chalav, eating Basa B'chalav, and having a mouth of Basa B'chalav. It should be three different Aveiras. Eating, cooking, and Hanah. Gir Hanash is not also about Hanah. There's no Yisrachim. I think I'm going to say that in Chafet. So Elamai, Dr. Mishra Melech, it's a raya that you don't get malchus. If you're eating, you don't get the separate malchus for Hanukkah. The Kivayka says that it's no raya. Could be that Gemara is going like the Madiyama who holds that Basa Bakala doesn't get malchus for Hanukkah. He brings down which time it is, I don't remember. There's no malchus for Hanukkah, Basa Bakala, it's going like the Das Yachid. And the Ne'ilah, it's not a raya. There's no raya for there, because it could be that Gemara is going like a certain time who holds that you don't get malchus for Hanukkah, Basa Bakala. So maybe it's no raya to Lahalacha.
You
don't get malchus for the Basa Bakala. You never get malchus for the Basa Bakala. You do get tradition, you do get for it. So, by special, the Kiveika holds Lahalacha, that you would have to get a sixth Lahalacha, you get a seventh malchus for Hanukkah. So we have here a machlokes between Mishra Melech and Rabbi Kiva Eger in how to tie Shteis Rachila in Lomdis. Tomorrow we'll have a bunch of afternoons. How do you tie Shteis Rachila? Is it the Mais Rachila? Or is it a type of Hanar? Nafkamina is if you get a separate Marcus Rachila, a separate Marcus Hanar. And more importantly for us, there are two ways to learn Rav Avol in the Gemara. When you tie Rav Avol, that every loya yachel is to include Isser Hanah, what does he mean? According to the Mishloah Melech, he means that taich in the pasuk. Loya yachel means don't have a Hanah, and one example of the Hanah is the Hanah of eating. But it really means only Suri Hanah, just like loya like Shavashim could be, but Chalei Bimai. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's not so. This loya yachel means don't do the ma'isa achila. How do I know Hanah is asur? The way I know Hanah is asur is from a gezeres hakasuk. You learn that in the Vela. It's a special pasuk that teaches us. It's the way I know wherever it says loya yachel. So there are two ways to learn the Gemara, and two ways to learn all the suya achila b'chol ha'tarakuba. Now this clever Rabbi Kiva has discussed in many, many Achrayim, in the discipler, in the Kisvei Kilas Yaakov, which is not in the shelves, we'll bring that tomorrow, I'll bring one. He has an Arichus, which we'll discuss tomorrow, on this thing. In the Birchas Avram, on our Gemara, he also has, something on this. And there's a nice piece, the discipler, I already found three or four places in Shas where the discipler brings this in. One of them is in the Dorin, Simon Lama Dalit, a piece on Dovashe Shematirin. There are two paragraphs where he brings in this sugya to explain Dovashe Shematirin. Now that particular piece is a bit complicated, but it's very gishmat. Once you hear it, it makes you smile. It's a very nice piece. So those of you who have gotten through the sugya, try to take a look here. I'll point out to you which two paragraphs. I'll come back to it.